Was a buzzing, you said, so.
Yeah, you sound a lot, sounds a lot better, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, so.
Good, yeah, I think it was the router thing.
All right, everyone, this is Grimlord here, and this is Grim Interviews. And I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we're interviewing the Empress again. The Empress interview did so well last time. I thank all you guys for being a part of that, and now we're going ahead and gonna talk about some other things, because, you know, we already talked about the sex trafficking and all that crap, but there's something you really did want to talk about that's a little bit more pertinent, because, you know, not everybody's, you know, involved in it or knows much about sex trafficking, you know, but so we wanted to talk about relationships, and you said you have a lot of experience with relationships, as do we all. And it's something that you could talk about. You've dated a lot of different guys. You've been married before. I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and start, you know, just start talking, and we'll see where we go from there.
Oh, boy. That's quite the experience. Just start chatting away. Jeez. Okay. Well, so I guess, like, in my first, so I met, so my first, like, my first, the first man I had a child with, I had met him in high school, and then, but he was interested in somebody else. And I was dating someone else. So, and then we ended up, like, meeting together again. And we ended up having our first child together. And it was so funny because there's so many things when I look back now and I think of the ways I used to, just all these beliefs I used to have about how women were supposed to be subservient to men and how we were supposed to treat men, and I just look at all the ways that I enabled someone to use me and to keep me down in a way.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So,
just how those limiting beliefs really kind of, and that shame that modern, like, Christianity and masculinity puts on women, especially the slut shaming, you know.
So, you know, talk a little bit more about that. You said that, okay, so this man, all right, so hold on, let me get this straight. So basically you're in a relationship with this guy, and you're trying to do the traditional woman, the whole trad wife. You're trying to be the trad wife. You're doing everything that the Bible and, you know, Christianity tells you to do as a woman, as a wife. But what is his response? What is he doing to you?
So the tire goes flat and he doesn't know how to change it, and I'm the one changing it. The car runs out of gas and I'm the one hitchhiking for a ride to get gas for the car. He gets a part-time job and he wants me to make all of his lunches and sandwiches, but then he complains about how my food doesn't taste like his mom's.
God. Whoa!
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So he seemed to be lazy and ungrateful.
I think I know
quite
a couple like that that just had a kid, and the husbands—they both met in a mental institution, but a mental. You know, I guess you can check yourself in, check yourself out.
Yeah, you can.
But anyway, she's doing all the work, and he's sitting at home playing video games, trying to, you know, get disability and sue Walmart and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see where that would not be appealing for a woman.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I can understand. Well, you know, a lot of women these days are kind of actually getting used to being the breadwinner. I mean, that's just literally how things are starting to change in our society.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. A lot of women.
I mean, I don't know whether it is fortunate or not, because when I think back in the day, and I think back in like Bush era America and prior to that, and I think of all the ways that men abused and subjugated women and how few resources there were and how bad it really was, I'm like, we're in a lot better place now.
All right, so kind of explain, well, you have some disagreements, go ahead and voice your disagreements.
I'd say like my cautiousness nowadays with who I date or anything going further from there, I'm a lot more cautious than I was several years ago, because maybe monogamy, it keeps you out of a lot more trouble than just trying to hook up with anything and everything you can get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, with the working in, I think a lot of women have gotten to where maybe not you and maybe not a lot of women, but it seems like a lot of women are more in the I don't need a man, and if I choose to have one, it's to do whatever I want to with and all that.
Yeah.
And or kind of like yeah, but that's just kind of the direction it's gone. And plus, a lot of men aren't nearly what they were, you know, 10 to 20 years ago.
Adding to that, there was actually something I saw on Twitter where there was I believe she's a conservative, she does something, she's a journalist or something, but basically she was around a bunch of women, and I think they're in their 30s and 40s, it's what they looked like. And they basically were talking about, you know, well, what do all you women want? And the women were pretty much said, we just want to be able to go have sex with whoever we want and not be judged for it. And all the women in the whole room, they were all cheering. They were
kind of women said that?
There's a
They must have all been like, they must have all been liberals.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's a lot of what I guess.
Like what kind of women? Oh yeah, you just want to just go around and just get like pussy infections all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, really? You just want to spread your pussy all over shit and get bacterial vaginosis and fucking all the other shit that comes with it, and then all those doctor bills because you got to get the fucking, because this isn't Mexico and you can't just go buy the fucking amoxicillin.
Yeah.
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 You got to go to the damn doctor to fucking get the thing. Fucking retarded. What kind of woman in her right mind actually wants that for herself?
Right. That's what we've got going on. And there's all these women with venereal diseases and things like you've said, and it's not getting any better. And there's a lot of women that are ashamed, so they don't even talk about it. And guys are like, ugh. Like, there's a lot of women that are wanting dick, but basically they're like, well, yeah, but if I tell the guy I've got a venereal disease that you don't fucking easily get rid of, he's not there. Nobody's gonna want to mess with me. And I think there's a lot of women out there doing that today, because there are a lot of women out there that, let's be honest, they don't want you to find out. They know that if you smell something weird down there, you're gonna know what's going on. But
I think people should take care of themselves so they don't smell down there.
Yeah, they should.
There's a certain amount of ignorance. There's a certain amount of lack of education. There's a certain amount. There's a certain amount of plausible deniability. However, there's free resources out there. Like, you can go get tested.
Oh, yeah. Free clinic.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, if you're sexually active, I don't understand why you don't just go regularly get tested.
Yeah, because porn stars had to do that anyway. And if we're talking about women that are actually trying to be like porn stars with the amount of men that they're with, which is absolutely the case in some ways, it's sad to say. Yeah, they should be getting tested as frequently. And the men, too.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, look, but I'm not going to lie. There's been so many men in my life where I've been like, if you were a woman, what would you do? And they would be like, I'd use my boobs and I'd use my pussy and I'd get all the dick I could get. And I'm like, but then you're going to hate on the girls that do what you would do if you was them.
You know, that's true. That's why I've always said, you know, it's like, get the bag. You know, Drexel has always said, yeah, you know, they say, get the bag, girl. And it's true, because if you got it, look, if you got it, flaunt it. I mean, that's just the thing. They hate on this girl that had, like, I can't remember what size her butt was, and it's a natural one. And they were talking about how she, no, she literally,
I know, just like,
she literally made, is, like,
it was all natural.
Millions. No, she was making millions. And I was like, look, millions of dollars just from your butt. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's unheard of that you can actually make millions of dollars off your butt because it's so, it's unnatural.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid, and if she can get away with it, more power to you, girl.
Right, absolutely. Like I said,
go get it.
That's what I'm saying. And guys are all, oh, look, if you had, Jonah Fox that had like a 14-inch dick, if you had like what Jonah Fox had, you would be all over the damn internet trying to get, because I've seen that shit, guys trying to go and spread that shit everywhere.
Exactly.
Oh, look at me. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it is what it is.
It's always the people who don't got it who want to complain about it.
Right. And you know, no. And let's continue on that, because let me be honest with you. Some women, you know, they do hit the wall. They get a little older. They don't look as good as they used to in their 20s and something like that.
Yeah.
And some women, they get mad because this woman, what, she's 19 years old, fresh out, fresh, you know what you said, guys like young pussy. And, I mean, it's not much, like I said, that's
they
legal.
They do. It's the fact.
That's legal. And they're,
it's the fact.
And again,
legal and young and fluffy and nice and plump. I mean, not going to lie, it looks nice.
And like I said, the girl, she was making stupid amounts of money, and she says, I don't understand why people work so much. It was like, I just make all this money on my OnlyFans. I said, because you're a 19-year-old girl that just got, it's crazy.
Yeah, one of my friends is a bartender,
that's pretty girl privilege right there.
Yeah.
She's like, you should really get into bartending. I made 300, but that's a slow day. I'm like, shit, that's my paycheck.
Right.
And I don't think if I got a job bartending, it'd work out the same way.
My first night at the strip club, I made $1,200 in one night. And I was like, damn, that's a lot of money. But all of these people are crazy, so I only made it a week in that industry. I was like, fuck this, I'm out. Y'all are crazy. This
so what in the hell was it like? You said you were in there a week. What the hell are people...
What was it?
So what in the hell are people like in that
stripping. I was stripping.
Oh, stripping.
Well, yeah, but what in the world are people like in that damn industry? Now, I mean, I've been to one time. And it's... I mean, do you actually have to, like, are you required to do that back, you know, they always say that there's backroom shit that goes on. Is that actually true, or is that just certain...
Well, no. So, that is true, but it depends on what club you go to, and that's usually for the more seasoned girls. Like, you're definitely not going to be a newbie being put into that shit. Like, you're going to have to be more seasoned, and they're going to have to know who you are for a long time before they let you into something like that.
Right. Okay. I got that. Because I know that a lot of guys just literally go to those things because it's like pretty much under the table prostitution. I mean, that's literally kind of what a lot of men
Some of them are.
Yeah. And I mean, I agree. I think we do need, I've said it before, we need regulated prostitution because there's a lot of guys that.
I believe absolutely 100% regulated prostitution should be legal and free and fair and regulated, and all the women should be protected. Right. Absolutely 100%.
And men too, because there's men that actually would want to get into it. Now, they probably won't be getting, you know, supermodels, but
well,
there's...
that's right. I forget about gay people.
Well, men, there's also women out there that would probably go. There's a few women out there that would go for it.
If you cannot make them a cake, I mean, there's
several bi people.
Yeah,
there's several bi people, I have a transgender friend that when I first became friends with him. Or her, I'm sorry.
Right.
When I first became friends with her, she was uncomfortable with the idea of anybody knowing that she was trans. And I was like, but this is something you should just be proud of. Like,
right.
You are trans, and you should just be proud of this. And now she actually... doesn't want to get rid of her penis anymore, and she likes banging pussy, and she has a girlfriend, and she still likes being trans. And I'm like, you know what, girl? You do what you gotta do. Like, who gives a fuck? If chicks are into it, chicks are into it. I don't give a shit. Get all the pussy you want to get.
Yeah, see, this is what I feel on that. Like, I don't like the whole idea of trying to teach, because I just talked to a high school teacher, just a couple minutes ago. I didn't even know she was a high school teacher. She had crazier anime figurines than I did. I was like, holy shit, look at what you've got. And basically, she said, yeah, they're really trying to push this stuff, this trans stuff, onto the people that she teaches. And, you know, here's the thing. If somebody wants to be trans, if somebody wants to be gay, like, I'm for it. I don't care.
Who wants to be?
But, no, you know what I mean. If somebody is gay or somebody decides they want to be, you know, they're trans, whatever, let them be it if they're old enough to make that decision.
Yeah.
But if they're not old enough to make that decision, I don't think the school should be making it for them. We shouldn't be teaching kids, like elementary school kids.
Yeah.
Like,
trying to force.
Yeah, that's.
Trans brainwash. You know, we don't let 5-year-olds watch porno and try, like, you need to get some pussy because it's all about the pussy.
Right.
You don't tell that to 5-year-olds. I don't think trans should.
Yeah, you don't tell that to 5-year-olds. Good God. Yeah, and you make a really good point.
Well, I mean,
all right.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were talking.
Oh, well, I think that it's kind of important to introduce to younger children the idea that there are different versions of love that are manifested in our modern society, different versions of families, but I don't necessarily think that we should be pushing this idea of, like, you can pick whether you're a boy or a girl. Like, that's kind of a biological thing, and some people might feel more masculine or feminine than they're naturally born. But that's like a process and an experience that they're going to have to go through. And you shouldn't cut off their genitalia, because I'm telling you, if they would have, like, turned me into a boy, I would have really regretted it. Because nothing in my life made me happier than having children.
So you think...
But I always wanted to be a boy, and I felt like a man.
So you were straight up a tomboy, and you said that when you had kids, it changed you. Like, you totally felt more like a woman than you ever have after you had kids.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because a lot of women don't want to fucking admit that, though. A lot of women, like, they say, oh, I'm da-da-da-da-da, and then they finally have their kid, and they're like, oh, I get it now. It's like sometimes women have to have kids before they really realize exactly, oh, this is what I am.
Then you look back at, like, how many funny people about that? They're trying to transition in high school.
Right.
And the Bible. They won't ever get the joy.
Okay.
The Bible says that women are redeemed through childbirth. So that's just a little funny fact about that.
Yeah, absolutely. See, and again, I got no problem with people being trans or whatever. I mean, it's whatever. It's just I prefer that you make a decision to do something like that when you're older. Like when you're an adult and you're able to make that decision. I don't think you should have anyone love you through your experience.
I'm going to love you through your experience, and I'm going to accept you. As long as you're not hurting children, as long as everything is through free will and consent, as long as you're not deceiving anybody,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to love you through it. And I'm going to be there for you no matter what. And I'm going to encourage you through it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now,
yeah.
One other thing I do want to say. You know, one of the issues we have, one of the biggest issues, and I think this really needs to be brought up, is both sexes, to these days, not back in your and my time, because we were willing to just kind of, you know, settle with certain things. Like, oh, that's good enough. I'm all right. But now we have, like, people literally going into your facial structure, your bone structure, your amount of musculature, your size of your breasts. It's like, oh, we got to have this. We got to have, like, the standards of beauty are getting so ridiculous. It's almost like people are analyzing each other in a scientific manner rather than, hey, that's a cool person. She's kind of attractive. I wonder what she's like. I wonder if I want to get to know
her. Oh, man.
People don't do that shit anymore.
This is a byproduct. Oh, man. In 2020, I started doing COVID testing. And I became I suddenly got propelled to, like, a manager of COVID testing sites all across Florida, right? And I had all these, like, nurses and medical assistants under me. And I made friends with a few of them.
Wow.
And I'm doing all this stuff. And,
okay.
Look. Where was I going with this? So.
Oh, yeah. You
said, what were we talking about?
Okay. You said that you met, you were doing all kinds of COVID testing with people all over Florida. Like, a bunch of people were under you.
Yes.
Okay.
All
right. So, but I was
talking. What were we talking about just before that?
Okay.
Because I know I had a point to make with this, but I lost it.
Okay, that's fine. But basically, I was talking about how people are starting to analyze each other and, like, more scientific terms. Like, you don't have proper, your facial structure.
Okay, yeah. I remember now.
Okay.
I remember now. Okay, so, and I grieved. I was hanging out with one of my coworkers, and she was much younger than me. She was, like, in her early 20s. And she grew up in an era much different than ours. Like, she doesn't remember payphones. She doesn't remember. Like, she grew up on music that I created.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what? This is just, like, I just grieved. Like, I just broke down crying over the reality that was gone. Like, just realizing that, like, that world was completely gone. That world that we had is gone.
Right.
And this new weird world is in here.
I
don't understand it.
Exactly. That's where I'm at. And what I'm trying to say here is that but they're analyzing each other like, oh, your bone structure resembles, like somebody literally says to
me. They're losing all the intuition. They're losing all the shit about, like, losing your quarter in the fucking sewage drain and just like somehow manifesting a wire hanger and a piece of gum to like fish the quarter out to make your phone call to get your friends to take you to the rock show to
Right.
like they don't know none of this.
Right,
Like they
yeah.
have no idea how to read people, how to like read the energies, how to read feelings and environments. Like this is bullshit that they're talking about.
I
think a lot of it has to do with social media and
Oh,
dating, like Tinder and all that.
Well, yeah, that too. But what I was trying to say is, like, somebody like saw a picture of me recently on social media, and they say you have the not physiological, but it's something else, like pseudonological structure of a man that would want to be with little kids or something. Like, what? What the fuck is pseudo? Like the facial structure.
I
Now
know
that you
you,
mentioned it,
and I
no.
know that
That's
you would not want to be with
pseudonological.
little kids ever. You
That's.
would, I know you.
Yeah,
I know you, and I
I
can read you, and I
know.
know that is not something that would ever be on your mind,
Right, absolutely.
ever.
I don't even like
So, that
the.
is fucking retarded.
Because I
This is
was.
fucking, but this whole fucking this tech bullshit is bullshit. People are forgetting how to use their own like judgment.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, people are doing that, and I'm like, and he picked up a term like pseudonological structure. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? It's like, look, I was born in '85, man. I don't know what kind of weird, stuff you guys are looking at, but I'm gonna tell you right now, somebody's facial structure, that shouldn't, like, they're so statistic based, had to be an incel. Because one thing about these goddamn incels is they're so statistic based. All they do, like, there was this one guy, I can't remember his name, but remember we watched that documentary he did? And all it was statistic after statistic. No, you probably weren't here, but statistic after statistic after statistic after statistic after statistic. And that's all he had. He's like, well, I've got all these statistics that prove all this shit. And I'm like, and that's the thing, though. They're constantly looking at statistics and studies
Well, a lot of
and all
studies
this
and
other stuff.
statistics are biased.
Yes.
It depends on what the person's trying to prove when they did it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so ridiculous. It's like, well,
What is an incel?
an incel. All right, I'm gonna explain this
That's
because
what's keeping OnlyFans going.
no, those are simps.
Simps.
Okay.
Okay, what's a simp?
All right, hold on. Hold on, hold
All
on.
this terminology.
Hold on, we're gonna have to educate you on these very
I've been a mom. I'm a
simple
mom. I don't
terms.
know.
In these very simple terms. All right, the first one is incel is basically a guy. Originally, it was an involuntary celibate, which means somebody that couldn't have sex because of their, like, against their, like, there's nothing they could do to have sex. They just couldn't have sex with
Maybe their
anybody.
social skills.
Now, but that's changed. But that's changed. This is no longer
Oh,
referring to
okay.
men. Yeah, this is no longer referring to men that can't have sex. This is now referring to men that can't find
Okay.
a good wife. And what I mean by, I mean, they want what their fathers had or what they believe their fathers had, which is a wife,
Well,
two
which
kids,
was
and
a
a fucking
lie.
white picket
A house
fence.
they can
Yep,
afford.
that's what they want. And because they can't get it, they're freaking out and they say, oh, well, I need to go to the gym. I'm not muscular enough. Well, I need to do something. My jaw doesn't look like Tom Cruise or something. Oh, I gotta do this.
Gay?
Like, no, they're
No.
literally doing yes. Let me tell you something about incels. They worship what is the main character of American Psycho? What's his name?
Christian Bale.
No, the guy he plays.
Oh, whatever. It's Christian Bale's character.
Christian Bale, but the guy he plays, they worship that guy.
Oh, the guy from the 80s
No,
that.
the man, the actor that Christian Bale plays in American Psycho.
He's not an actor in American Psycho. He's a what is it? One of those businessmen
No,
that.
the not the actor, I'm sorry. The character he plays.
Character. Basically, a guy.
No. The name of this character.
I'd have to look it up. It's been a while since I've watched.
The name of this character.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the character either.
Give me 1 second. I'm actually going to go and research this because it's important.
It seems like that guy has more schizophrenia than anything because
No. You have to understand why they worship this guy.
That guy was so common for what it was going on. That guy was
Patrick
so,
like, Bateman.
So many just Bale? Like him.
I didn't know it was Christian
Patrick
Bale.
Bateman.
Okay, let me tell you why. Because I've actually watched American Psycho recently, so I can kind of understand why. First of all, they have everything that an incel does is called a max. Look maxing, style maxing, gym maxing, finance maxing. You know what all these things are to do? It's to make them successful so they can get girls. So basically, I mean, it's not bad advice, but they take it way too far. So basically, they look at Patrick Bateman. They look at Patrick Bateman because one thing he talks about in the movie is his skincare routine, which is extremely exaggerated skincare routine. Then they talk about how much he exercises, how fit he is. Then they talk about how wealthy and successful he is. So they look at that, and they look at how he treats these women and how he has this machismo. Remember that one scene where he's banging the girl and he flexes his muscles?
Yeah.
Yes, that is what the incels want to be. They want to be that guy. They want women that look like that. And because they can't get women like that, and they aren't that guy, they're losing their fucking mind. And you know what I think it is? It's a pride product of Tinder.
But that's not real sex.
No, it's not. It's fucking Tinder and social media that's telling them this is what...
That's not even real sex, and that's not even a good orgasm. Like, you won't even... You can have a much better orgasm, which much more... quieter, intimate, slow sex than that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they don't know. They're like, and of course, they always judge people on, well, do you have kids? Do you have a wife? If you don't, you don't matter to them. Because if you haven't bred, remember, they believe that the only purpose for a man is to breed and have kids. Like, oh, you didn't breed? Well, then you're not... You know, that's their thing. That's an incel. That's literally what an incel is now. Femcel is a little different. Femcels.
But then I bet those same incels would be like to a woman like me who has bred so many times would be like, oh, you're just this, you're just that, you're just this.
Yeah, they would.
Blah 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 blah.
They would. And any women that are overweight, they give them shit too. So, they do that.
But what were you saying?
Okay, the femcel is a little different.
What were you saying?
Let me talk about the femcels, and then we'll bring on the sims. All right. Femcel is a little different.
Femcel.
Now, the first time I heard about a femcel, it was because incel came out. I said, well, I wonder if there's women like this, too. And what I discovered is that femcels... in the way that incels are, do not exist. A lot of women can just get sex for being women. But what they're looking for is very similar to what the incel wants. Of course, their expectations are also kind of lofty, but when you boil it down to it, it usually is a man that they'll just, you know, they'll eventually settle. But basically, they want an attractive man who looks good, has, you know, lots of money, that kind of thing. They want a relationship with a guy. They can get sex. They're not starved for sex. They just want they want that 10%. Guy. And they're not even on the level that they could get. Like they want the kind of man that, I know I'm using a super dated fucking reference here, but like someone like Pamela Anderson could got back in the 90s.
They want something instead
of just being like,
so they want like an open relationship.
They don't. The femcels, I've noticed a lot of femcels are very traditional. One thing I've noticed about the femcels and the incels is that they're traditional. However, we have a problem.
Okay.
Here's the problem. I've been talking about it on my show for a while now. Problem is, the incels and the femcels are being gobbled up by the trads. We're not talking about people that are just conservative. We're talking about people that are strict morals, which means no sex, no porn, like no prostitution, no porn, no anime, no any of this kind of stuff. You don't need any of that kind of crap. I want to get rid of all of it. The people, you know, everything should be monogamous. Everything should be like, and I mean, I know, I understand, you know, monogamy. Yeah, that's okay. But like I said, no gay people. It goes farther than that, and eventually it goes into obviously anti-Semitism. They blame the Jews for everything. You find a lot of white nationalists, and yes, I'm just being honest with you.
I hadn't heard that part.
Yeah, that's a thing. These are trads. These are not. I was talking with a Catholic man, a hardcore Catholic, and yes. He is. Oh my God, he is hardcore. He's
not a Joe Biden Catholic.
No, he's hardcore Catholic. And this guy, he is, oh man, we got to get rid of all of it. All of it's bad. And some women are like, well, porn destroys all men. Porn is the reason all men are terrible. Porn is, we just got to get rid of porn. And I'm like, okay, you get rid of, I mean, okay, you get rid of the porn, like men are still going to be the same way they are, you know. They keep saying that porn is the reason men are having
low testosterone.
Not only that. But failure to have erections.
Yeah. Well, I can see where it would desensitize.
It might. But again, you can't does. Just, you can't just, you know, put every
I think
single
that
thing.
They've just been making the wrong kind of porn.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe. I like, again, Mike.
They've been making porn based on fantasies, and I know because they made porns out of my experience, but I sued them because those porns were rapes. So, I'm telling you, that made me into, like, that. So my character was this woman that would come in, and I would be like, I smell a virgin, and I would come and I would destroy like a man who was a virgin or whatever.
Holy shit,
and like
that's
I was
femdom
destroyed
shit.
Like and
that's literally the
yeah,
kind of
and,
shit that
like,
I've done on the channel, like where I've read Starless and stuff. That's literally it, where an older, well, not necessarily an older woman, but a more experienced woman takes like, you virgin, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna show you what real sex right. is. Yeah, like that stuff. Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, Starless got way worse than that, but yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's always a woman having power over a man, basically. So you were showing this young man.
All I know is that, like, at that time, that was very frowned upon, and, like, in society, it made me a pariah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that you've never done femdom stuff before.
That's not bad.
No, I mean,
there's a lot of things you didn't know about me.
Variety is the spice of life.
Well, yeah, femdom. Shit, that's crazy. And you said you sued them because they, damn. All right, well.
Because the entire time that I was doing it, the only reason I was doing it was because I believed that there was a younger girl that was going to be raped if I didn't do it.
Wow. That's
and
I mean,
I won.
And
so.
you had like proof and evidence of that? Like, did you see this girl or did you know what was gonna happen? Are we talking about when you say younger girl, what
just
do you
gonna
mean?
Hire someone else.
Like, oh, you said they're just gonna hire another girl.
So there was a little girl younger than me in this camp, and they selected her, and they had already gang raped me, and they called her, like they would call girls, and they called her, and I was like, don't take her, take me, and they were like, why would we take you? Her pussy is small and tight. And I was like, I'll make it worth it. And then they recorded it and made porn out of it.
Okay, so
it
this was something...
forced me to play these characters.
Like, this was a gang that had done this. Like, this was like...
Yes.
Okay, so this was a gang.
That's...
So how common... I mean, I don't know how much experience you have in that, but how common is this shit in porn that we see, like,
today, like, how common is it actually gangs that actually do this? I mean, because I know there are, like, legit registered porn stars, but we're talking about this other, like, this was amateur stuff, obviously. How common is this crap in the amateur market where it's a gang?
A lot of it.
So pretty much everything you're seeing, like even just regular shit.
Not everything. There's a lot of women these days that are doing it on their own.
Yeah.
And that's really more power to them. And I'm very happy about that. I'm happy about the avenues that are allowing women to do it privately and on their own. But before, especially in the 90s and early 2000s, it was all gang.
Damn. Well, I mean, I was more into the softcore of the 90s, so, you know, I wasn't very much into the hardcore scene. If there was a hardcore scene, I didn't know much about it.
A lot of the softcores were hidden cams.
Well, I'm talking about where they did actual movies, where they had effects and stories and plots.
That's nice. Well, I like that. In growing up in the 90s, I loved those too. I loved watching those.
Yeah, that's why
I used to write stories. It was nice, like, knowing the stories, and it was kind of hot.
Right.
And, you know, you masturbate to it.
I mean, that's why I like these That's why I like the games I do. Because the games I do are like that. I mean, it's not always animated, though. Sometimes it's more, like, realistic. Like, the games we play, that it has a story. I mean, a lot of them do have really good stories. Like, the stories now are actually 10 times better than the... I mean, you know what we're talking about. Yeah. The HBO, where they had really crappy stories.
Yeah.
But you play... City of Broken Dreamers, and you're like, holy shit, I want to know what happens next now. This is getting good. Because they actually get good writers to write them. Yeah, so it's not just about the porn anymore. But yeah, see, that's what I like. That's what I think should be a thing. You know what I miss? I'm that fucking crazy guy that misses the music in porn. You know, there used to be not even that. I like the sax. Not that. I like the saxophone. I'm a saxophone guy. I like
the... That makes me feel soft. I
love the saxophone style music in porn. And sometimes they do it in the visual novels where they actually do, like, we've played several where they actually would go into the music and the music would be really good.
It was always the same in the 90s. It was like you knew it was getting down. You knew it was getting down when it went book a chow wow. The sex is about to happen. And I'm not supposed to be watching this, but my parents aren't here.
Wow, yeah. But see, I like that. That was good. And they bringing that back with the visual, the novels. That's like, porn? Yeah, I mean, you can see that anywhere. You go on Twitter and see women, like, flash their boobs and whatever the hell they do. But, like, when it comes down to something that really gets you going, I think it's always that kind of stuff. Because I like to have a story. And you have a story between the characters, so you know that they've got a reason to be fucking.
Right?
It's not just random-ass people.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't like. They have this thing called gonzo porn. And gonzo porn is what I absolutely hate, because that's what started all this hardcore. Oh, we don't need music. We don't need no stories. We're just going to film two random people. And that's where a lot of that gang crap kind of starts, because then you have anybody, just anybody can record porn. And that's where you get into gangs and you get into all this kind of rapes and all this kind of thing. Which I think that Pornhub, even though I hate the fact that they got rid of a lot of content that was like animated stuff, they got rid of probably legit rape stuff. They probably got rid of legit gang stuff. I mean, I'm guaranteed the stuff that was on Pornhub, I think they got rid of 90,000 fucking videos. You can't tell me that at least some of those weren't. Because it was all shit. They had George Floyd's shit on there. They had
George Floyd porn?
Yes. No. George Floyd was a porn star. George Floyd was Big Floyd.
Hey, what's up? I bet he had that big dick, too.
George Floyd, man. No, no, no. There were some black guys that were telling me, Big Floyd, man. Like, really? He's like, oh, yeah. I was like,
I don't feel like he'd be stealing cigarettes if he's successful in the porn industry.
Porn industry isn't quite what you think it is. And let's just say he might have still been amateur at this point because there weren't that many videos of him released. He might have actually, like, honestly, if he hadn't done all the damn drugs, which he obviously had a drug problem, he probably would have been in a bigger spot in the industry because he was starting to make a name for himself. But he, like a lot of people, they end up overdosing or something like that right before they have a chance to actually go somewhere. And it happens. Happens to musicians all the time.
I know.
Yeah, it happens to musicians.
So sad.
Yeah.
Yep. All the time.
Yep.
And you know, so many of those are purposely done because the drug dealers deal out hot shots.
Now, explain that to me. What is a hot shot?
So a hot shot is a dose of dope that you know can kill someone.
Okay. And they do that, and of course they don't give a shit.
On purpose.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
No, they do it on purpose. They do it on purpose. They will give you clean shit, and then if you piss them off, they will give you hot shots.
Okay. 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 So that makes sense. Now, because also we have this fentanyl issue right now where a bunch of people are going on Snapchat. I don't know why their dumbasses are doing that. But they're going on Snapchat buying these fucking pills. And these pills, like, they say they're Ambien, they say that, and they look like them, you know? They mix all that shit in China. But really, it's so much fentanyl that it kills you before you even hit the ground.
Well, the bad part is, too, is they're lacing, like, marijuana and everything else you're getting through them. Even stuff that they're not even trying to get fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
It's got fentanyl in it.
Yeah, I can't even trust acid no more. I'm like, I'm scared. Is it laced with fentanyl? I gotta test this shit before I take it.
Yeah, it's getting bad. Like, you can't take anything anymore. You gotta be careful with weed. That's why,
I know.
That's why my...
It's fucking crazy.
My buddy said to me, he said, that stuff you smoked, he's like, that come from right across the street. Because right across the street from my place is a fucking marijuana dispensary. So, a big one. We got a big, huge marijuana dispensary, and they buy it right from there. So, at least they know when they buy it. And they said it's actually cheaper than it is on the street. They said, really? He said, yeah.
You're having to pay to...
For real.
Sneak it
so,
in.
For real. I've been in a legal state. I've been in a medically legal state for quite a while now. And the most fees are in taxes. I honestly, to the government, ain't that bad. It's mostly the doctor fees. They're ridiculous. But taxes are like $75, you know, a year, like twice a year, you pay $75 to get it renewed. But then, like, in doctor's fees, you're paying like $300 twice a year.
Yeah. I mean, if that works for you.
Yeah.
Okay, now since we talked about all this, now we got to talk about this, because you were talking about the women, independent, going there, getting the bag. Now we got to talk about who gets them the bag. These are the simps. Simps are guys that, they put women on pedestals, and they worship them, and they're like, they're the guys that constantly ask for feet pics.
No matter if they're trashy in real life.
Yeah, they don't care.
Those are the feet pick people.
Those are the feet pick guys. Yep, those are the simps. They simp for these girls. They simp for the OnlyFans girls.
I mean, there's plenty of good looking girls.
There's
that ain't
plenty
worth
of good.
Shit.
Yeah.
Just like there's a lot of guys that ain't worth a shit.
Yeah. Yeah, these they're simps.
But simps don't care.
No.
They don't care about a future. Where they're going in life.
They will take all their money and give it to some random girl that they don't even fucking know. And also, let me be clear. This I want to know what you think about this. All right, so the OnlyFans sex worker relationship now goes beyond pics and videos. There are, and I've actually got some information because there was a job opening. But there are people that are actually being paid to text and message these guys and make them think they're in a relationship with these girls. So the girls would do a fake relationship thing, like the girlfriend experience, but they do it online. And they make the guys think they're in a relationship with them, and they have these other people text them and pretend to be them. Again, I actually found a real-life job description. I'm not reading that, but I found a real one, and they charged about $30 an hour for it.
Well,
so
that sounds like a deal.
Yeah, it's 10 hours a week, and it's $30 an hour. So, I mean, you could probably go for more, but, I mean, they... You know, 10 hours a week is what you get. So you basically pretend to be this girl, and they monitor you. Like, they have a team behind you. This is a whole fucking staff that manages one or several girls. And that's what they're doing. So they're pretending, they're making these guys think they're in a real relationship. So these guys are willing to give them hundreds of thousands of millions, I mean, just ridiculous amounts of money. So I gotta know what your take on that is. Do you think that's good to take advantage of these guys like that, or are these guys just stupid? Or I mean, you have to keep in mind some of these guys might not be, you know, might not have very good social skills.
Yeah, social skills.
Stuff like that.
May not been brought up around, you know, a father figure to tell them how to talk to women or treat women, all that. Some of them might not know how to date.
I kind of feel the same way I feel about Miss Cleo. Like, you don't take advantage of the people.
Right. Right.
You gotta watch that documentary.
What?
It's on Hulu about how she ripped it.
I had to stop it because I was just like, look, you know what? I tried to call Miss Cleo. I got taken advantage by these people, and I cannot watch this documentary about this woman who took advantage of me.
The gods don't lie.
Ah, yeah, I remember that. Call Miss Cleo for your tarot card.
Miss Cleo.
Oh, man.
So much of that's bullshit.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. The cards can say just anything, but I don't know.
I don't even think she uses cards. She's on the phone.
Oh,
she
no,
didn't.
She's on the phone. She's like, the cards just say.
Oh, tell me.
That you're going to get $1 million.
Well, it's
my day.
Yeah, she's like, I amaze myself every time I read the cards.
Basically, they do the same thing as the people that say they can speak to loved ones beyond the grave.
Oh, man, my mother was so...
And narrow it down and then tell you something like they knew it the whole time.
Hot or cold reading.
Yeah.
I know, hot or cold reading. They do that shit all the time. A lot of people trying to grift you. I mean, and like I said, this is just another grift, and these guys are being taken advantage of at the cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're even talking millions. Oh, and don't forget about the Dubai porta potties, because we gotta talk about
I've
that.
I've never heard of it.
Oh my God! I could have sworn I've talked
to
you about
Dubai porta potty.
A Dubai porta potty is when a Saudi billionaire or millionaire, yeah, rich prince, basically takes an Instagram girl to Dubai, and you'll notice on Instagram, okay, they talk about how they go to Dubai. Well, basically, he wants to do something really special with them. And he's going to pay them a stupid amount of money. Like, stupid. We're talking money that, like, you wouldn't believe. Like, you wake up and you have $100,000 in your bank account the next morning. And basically, what he does to them is he turns them into a porta potty. So, yeah.
And you know the kind of food they eat, so it's probably disgusting.
Yeah,
Dave Chappelle much?
Yeah, that's really bad.
You know. You know, my life won't be complete until I turn your face into a toilet seat.
Oh, Lord. That's just dysentery waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. And then they're like, look at me. And you know what they do? They go on Instagram.
I want to piss on you. Yes, I do.
They go on Instagram and they take all the money that they've made.
I want to poo on you too.
They take all the money that they've made and they basically flash it around. Look at all this money. I'm a strong, independent woman. And it's like,
with shit on your face. You
shit all over your face.
Well, you know, I guess if I was pretty desperate, maybe I'd do it too. I don't know.
A lot of people, I mean, I wouldn't do it.
I don't want to judge another woman, because you don't know if you was born destitute, what you would do
right.
to get ahead. You know what I mean?
You got a point there. I mean, but, if you're like a literal, that would have been different. Like, if you're, what was it, Belle, like, from the, Cinderella. Cinderella, remember? Oh, she was the beautiful one, but she lived destitute. And
she was fine with reading books.
And the handsome prince, well, the handsome prince decided to just use her as a toilet, and now she's wealthy and rich, and yeah, I guess I can totally understand where they're coming from on that.
That must have been a Grimm's fairy tale version of Beauty and the Beast. I didn't catch that one.
It wasn't Belle. It was Cinderella. It was Cinderella.
Cinderella. Gets spotted on. Oh, Cinderella and the glass slipper. She said there. It has just the amount of fecal material as on your foot, and it slides right on.
Your co-host is so on point.
Oh my god. Yes.
Bro.
Yep.
That was so good.
Oh my god. So that's what we've got going on now. Oh, but there's another thing. This is the less crazy version of it. This happens a lot now. Basically, we'll have a rich, successful guy. He's got all kinds of women. He doesn't need to have a wife. He's got, you know, these guys are so successful. They're like playboys. They just go around with all kinds of different girls. Well, basically, what he does is he goes and finds this Instagram girl from fucking nowhere, Nebraska. And she's gorgeous, you know. So he goes and says, hey, I'm going to bring you to my mansion on a jet. And we're going to have a wonderful time. So basically they do. He goes, he takes them on there, maybe her and many other girls, and the girls don't care because he's just a charismatic, likable. You know, these guys, they know how to do all the things. They learn the game, they learn everything. So they basically go ahead and they treat these girls, and basically after they get done treating all these girls, you know, having sex, making them just have a wonderful fucking time, they bring them back to their Nowheresville place, and then they say, well, I was just with this really handsome, successful man for about 3 days. Like, they call it, a sloppy Tuesday or sloppy? It's like a sloppy Thursday for them. It's not a thirsty Thursday. It's like a thirsty Thursday for them, right? It's no big deal. They just found some hot, yeah, these chicks are kind of hot. I'll bang them, whatever. But they think that these men actually like these women. Like, they think, oh, well, surely he'll come back. So then they talk...
Oh, the women he's dating.
Yeah. They'll say, surely he'll come back for me. Surely he likes me. And then, of course, what happens is they don't. But they get the idea that maybe they're like a 5 or a 6. Or maybe they're a 6, right? And they think, well, I'm a 10 now because I went with this guy. So none of these other guys are good enough for me because I went with Mr. Wonderful out of a romance novel. And that's literally how they treat them.
And, of course, they never get a hold of them again.
And they never get a hold of them again. And they never find anybody, and they regret it.
They become so full of themselves, they don't
go for the
people that actually give a shit.
Yeah, and then, of course, they start to get older, and they're like, oh, shit, what happened? And it's like, he's never coming back, is he? And, of course, all they have to think about is that moment they had in their head where they were with this guy.
Well, yeah, you met him for a weekend. Of course, he ain't coming back.
No, he ain't coming back.
That was 2 years ago.
Yep.
He done forgot your name.
Oh, yeah.
They waited too long.
Yeah.
Because when I met mine, and then he abandoned me, I waited for a certain amount of time, as long as I could, and then I was like, fuck this motherfucker, he ain't back yet, I'm moving on, I'm gonna find me someone else.
Right, I
And
got
then when
you.
he came back in my life later on, and he was like, how dare you have found someone else? And I was like, fuck you, bitch, you weren't there.
I find so many people,
You know?
boys and
Right.
girls, forget that if you take care of yourself and learn to have fun, you know, just enjoy your just enjoy doing things you enjoy doing.
Right.
That's more attractive, the opposite sex, than anything. You're having such a good time. I want to be a part of that fun.
Yeah, because people pine on things they don't have. Oh, I don't have this. I don't have that. That's the incel problem,
I
and
mean,
the femcel problem to some extent. I don't have that. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have this. And then, of course,
yeah, you could date someone from OnlyFans, but I can
I
almost
would not.
imagine about 50% of them have nothing to offer except a decent looking body. Which I may, maybe some people,
And
that's
that's
all they're
why
looking
when I
for.
was, when, sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Go for it.
You're good.
When I was stripping, when I was stripping, I remember thinking, look at all these stupid men. They're just throwing their money at me, and I know they have wives at home. And they're just so stupid. They're just throwing money at me because of my body. They are so dumb.
Don't know. I think that's like tipping
Well,
at a
all right. All
restaurant.
right, all right. Let me
Sure, you don't have to
explain this
tip,
in a
but they're doing
man's
a good
point of view.
job.
Let me explain this in a man's point of view. So understand. I'll try to do this as quick as well as I can. All right. So, for these men, like a lot of them are older men though, right? So their wives, you know, like
What?
I actually saw this today on social media where a woman said, "I'd hate to have to get married or have to go back dating again because I'd have to lose a lot of weight." She said, "I don't want to have to lose the weight," because she said, basically, when I got older, I could gain weight, I could let myself go a little bit. And a lot of people are saying, well, you know, age does catch up. And yeah, it does. But, you know, that doesn't mean that you just stop taking care of yourself. In a lot of relationships, sometimes the women do and sometimes the men do.
Well, that's a big
Sometimes
turn
it's
on is
both.
someone that takes care of themselves.
But the problem is, now let me get to this point.
Yeah.
The problem is, a lot of these men have women that they're no longer attracted to. They're dating, they're going through the motions. But let me explain something, because a stripper told me this. A stripper told me basically that I'm the one that when they come to me, I don't nag at them. I don't tell them this, that, and the other. When they come to me, they get what they're not getting from their wife, because their wife isn't giving them any attention. She's just yelling at them, bitch. And then a lot of times that's how it is, because you know how a marriage starts getting, you know, you've been married for many years and things start to, you're not as, it's not like when you were first married or when you were still dating, you know, things start, you start to go through the motions. And that's where they're at. They're going through the motions. And they say, "Hi, honey." And they're like, "Where have you been?" You know, stuff like that. And men don't like that when they come home. So they would rather go to the bar, or they go to the strip club, because at least they're going to get attention from a woman there that isn't going to be yelled at or nagging, or why didn't you do that? You know, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? And then, of course, you know, there's the drama about people that they don't care about. Well, see, I talked to Maggie and blah, 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 blah. And of course, the man just got home. He doesn't want to hear all that because he's been working all day and God knows what he's been going through. So when he goes to a place like that, he's going to a place where he knows that they're going to give him the kind of attention he wants. Sometimes when a man gets home, he wants, like, attention from his wife, pretty much. He's like, "I had a hard day. I just need, you know, I need something done." And I get that. I totally get that. And that's what a lot of these wives don't understand. And they're like, "Why doesn't my husband want to have sex with me?" Or they say, "Oh, I don't want to be with him." Or I just, there are women that have told me, They just let him feel like he's doing a good job, and then they go finish with their vibrator. They'll just be like, oh yeah, I just, you know, lay there, let him do his thing, and then after that,
if you're not talking, how's he gonna know he needs to be doing something
right?
Different?
Well, no, they don't care. They at the point where they've just gone. It doesn't. Emotions. Yeah, it doesn't have any meaning anymore. It's just, you know, I'm horny, you're horny, let's go ahead and get this done. And it doesn't, and you see a lot of, you know, husbands fail to get erections. And they're like, well, why can you get an erection for so-and-so and not me? Because you've been together for so long, it kind of starts to lose the thing, especially after you, again, you've been through the motions.
I would say that they're together for all the wrong reasons.
And a lot of people do get together for the wrong reasons. A lot of people, like, this is an issue that couples have. And you know, I think it even is with people that get together for the right reasons, because one thing you have to keep in mind, people constantly change. I'm not the same person I was in my 20s, and I won't be the same person in my 40s and my 30s. Everybody changes a little bit as they age. And, I mean, and not even in a, like your experience sense, but your body literally changes. You have a different, like, biologically, you change.
Absolutely.
All your cells and everything change.
All of it. Not
changes.
Just your body, but your mind.
Everything.
Your mental capacity changes.
Everything changes. Yeah. And, I mean, this is all backed by science.
Yeah.
So, the people that the people they met, they might not even be the same person. You know, there's a lot of times where a woman is like, is this the man I married? You know, there are so many married men.
No, he's not. He's not the man you married. He's
no,
a
he's
different
not.
Man now.
Yeah. and not only that, there's so many men. This is real. I think 70% have admitted that when the wife is gone, they'll basically go run off to look at porn and get one and rub one out, because that's the only way they can get a chance to do that anymore. And it's really sad, because there's so many
men
that have been.
Which is why I left my first man, because I was at church and I brought our computer, which was malfunctioning, to church.
Mm-hmm.
Have my friend at church, who was a computer specialist, to fix it. And the very first thing that popped up was my man's porn.
Mm. Oof.
Well, that'll happen.
He should have hit
at
that.
At church.
Oof! He should have hit that. Boy, I bet in front of the whole congregation? My God.
Yeah, he was smoking.
It's like, Pastor, come look at this.
Imagine so. In the South,
oh, no.
Mind you.
Well, I'll be. Those are some rather large. I don't think the Lord would care too much for that.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Let me just say. Bless that man. Mm-hmm. I didn't choose a better one after. It took me a little while to figure out that I was attracted to narcissists because I was raised by a narcissist.
Right.
And then once I figured that out, like divine timing happened and put me, I was trying to get to a different place, but because it was spring break, and it's a popular spring break destination, I couldn't get there, and I had kids, and I was paying for a hotel, and I got tired of paying for a hotel with kids and, like, four dogs, so I was like, I need a place now. So I moved into, like, this hood, and it was straight up, like, black hood, and we were, like, white people in the black hood.
Man.
And it was kind of cool at first when we had nothing, but once we started to acquire things, really weird things started to happen. Like, I started to have, like, my daughter got invited to a birthday party. And so I allowed her to go to the birthday party, but I had my roommate attend the birthday party with her to supervise the situation.
Absolutely.
While I stayed home with my one-year-old.
Yeah.
And my child came home, my roommate came home, and then later that night, a caravan black people came to my door, banging on my door, saying that my daughter broke their tablet, that I needed to pay for it.
Oh.
And my roommate attested to the fact that he witnessed that the tablet left my daughter's hands intact. It was taken out of her hands, and it was still working. And he was there. And they accused me of trying to cover up for my child. And I told them, in a court of law, you have no proof that my child did it. So fuck you.
Yeah.
And I slammed the door in their face. And that bitch banged that door so hard she broke that fucking door.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens sometimes.
Well, everyone should have...
That's what happens sometimes. Weapon. I mean, Drexel has talked about it. Experiences with the communita, as they're called. The communita. And how they can be, have some real, yeah, he always calls it the community. Like, he is a black man that left that whole thing behind. He didn't never want anything to do with that. He was, like, he's talked about it. Like, what it's like being the black guy that doesn't want to be hood. Like, he wasn't interested in that kind of thing. He didn't like the sagging pants. He didn't like all that kind of thing. He was different. He was intelligent, and they said if you try to be intelligent in the black community, they'll think you're white. Like, they think, what, are you trying to be white? Like, if you don't talk...
Yep.
Yeah. And, again, it's unfortunate that we have that in this country. Like, it literally is unfortunate. So you know that 54% of Americans cannot read below a sixth grade level?
Mm.
54%. I looked at it today.
That's
crazy. Yeah, I was looking at it today. 54% illiteracy rate. That's really, really bad.
I wonder if the 54%...
Well, it doesn't surprise me when I think of all the states that have no clean drinking water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just bad. I don't know what's going to happen to this country, but it's not what it used to be. Like... Everything is really kind of going
it's
to shit.
It's not at all, because my mama worked for the government, and she had training in Biloxi, Mississippi, and I went with her for that training, and there was clean bath water and clean drinking water. And now there ain't.
Man.
In the same place, or?
Yeah, in the same place.
In the same places. The same place, statewide. There was not one spot in that state that I could stop where there was every toilet I stopped at. That water looked so yellow, I thought there was pee in it.
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds like hard water. They may had rust in the pipes.
That's true. That's true.
I tried to give my children a bath in it, and the water, I put them in the bath, and I looked at their feet, and I couldn't see their toes because the water looked like the bayou.
Whoa, that's pretty bad right there.
I swim in it.
I know you would.
I got those kids out of that water, and I said, don't you brush your teeth with this water no more. We're using bottled water from now on.
Yeah.
This whole state.
Really, I think bottled water is...
And how sad it is that this is happening right now. And there's still Flint, Michigan. And who has done anything about Mississippi or Flint, Michigan?
Nobody. I mean, I don't know what Biden's pedo ass is over there in Mexico right now.
Everybody's fucking around. Yeah. They're all fucking around. They're trying to bring immigrants in here when we can't even bring clean water to our own people.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to flood the market with people that'll vote for them. But a lot of...
That's it. Yeah, you got it. They're trying to flood the market with people that'll vote for them.
And they're like, we let you in, so you owe us.
And you know what they want? What do you think they want? They want resources. They want hands out. They want a handout. That's what they want. They literally want someone to say, oh, here's your food stamps. Here's your fucking free medical. I mean, they'll get better shit than we do.
Well, and
we live here
to get
and
into the country legally. It's holding them back because they have to wait longer because the people coming illegally are taking their spots.
Yeah, and they've got him over there in Mexico. I mean, what's he gonna? I mean, what's he doing over there? Knowing him, he's like, "Oh yeah, y'all can come.
Well, you know,
just we're gonna get rid. Yeah, we'll get rid of the whole border. Just all of it. Just come right on
the
in."
News, he's like, "Immigration has been my top priority since day one. I said that, and he thinks people got a short memory as he does. But I'm telling you now, I've heard all that bullshit. And I'm tired of it."
Oh yeah, yeah. It's ridiculous.
I don't have. Like, I 100% believe that we should not be having taxes to fund wars, but we should be having taxes to fund people. Like, we should be able to have our taxes make sure that there's no more child poverty in this country, to make sure that every child has clean drinking water, to make sure that all Americans are fed and clothed and housed. Like, we have enough. If we can fund the war in Ukraine, then we can fund our own American citizen.
You're not even thinking about the most important part. Our homeless veterans.
Yeah.
The ones that fought in the war and had nothing to come home to.
No, I believe in funding our
and they
military,
get the shit out of the stick absolutely the most.
Oh yeah, we should fund our military for sure, but we should be funding other people's damn wars. We shouldn't even be in the fucking Ukraine. I don't even know what we're doing in there. And Zelensky, by the way, I've talked about this. Zelensky what is it? He overlooks the fact that the Ukraine is the number one producer of fucking child pornography. Number one producer of that shit.
Oh, among other things, have you looked up the biological biochemical experimentation maps, the biochemical lab maps in Ukraine? The U.S. was funding all kinds of weird shit in the Ukraine.
Yeah, I'll bet. Oh, absolutely. I believe it too.
I'm sure Fauci had a hand over in Ukraine too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just bad. Shit's bad. it's all it is. Like, everything that I grew up with is just going to complete shit. So I'm just like, it is what it is. I mean, everybody's
going to shit.
Yeah, everybody's turning against everybody. Men don't want to be with women. Women don't want to be with men. Kids are getting taken care of. Kids aren't getting taken care of. People aren't getting taken care of. Like, oh yeah, you're poor, so fuck it. You know, it's not like nobody fucking cares anymore. It's all shit. Like, we're desensitized to a lot of crap. Let's be honest, we absolutely are. The kids are way too far into adult shit than I ever wanted to. Look, I know I run an adult channel with adult content. I don't want kids on there, but you can't stop them. You can't stop them. You can't fucking stop these kids from getting into shit.
I think that we were too sheltered as kids in the 90s.
Yeah, I think so too. I definitely was. You gotta understand, I talked about it on a video yesterday that I did. Day before yesterday. Basically, I was talking about the fact that I was so sheltered, I didn't say, I didn't curse till I was 16. Curse till I was 16 years old.
Well, plus we didn't have the access that kids today
have. They have the access. They could find everything. Everything.
The dancing baby was the highlight
We grew up in the last echelon of the old world.
Yeah, we really did. And
people were social.
People don't realize that when you looked at porn back in the 90s, you had to wait for that shit to load and buffer. I'm talking one image might take, 5 to 10 minutes?
That's fine. Victoria's Secret catalog comes every...
Well, I'm just saying, it was like 5 to 10 minutes. Oh, look, I get to, that's oh, those are boobs. And then, you know, it takes so long to load the damn
Projects
shit.
Projects of Hollywood, page 9.
It was just Projects easier to watch the Playboy, the Playboy channel on cable network.
I remember...
So my parents were freaking like that, so they had that shit.
Oh, man. See, no.
I didn't have satellite until I moved out.
So I didn't.
Damn, where is this?
That was cable.
Yeah, cable. And basically, you would go to look at that stuff. And basically, if you'd want to see it, you'd have to watch it through the... Because they would scramble it. So you're like, oh, I see. I think those are boobs.
And it would be late at night.
Yep. Yep. And you'd have to scramble it. Yeah, I remember that. Howard Stern. I got into Howard Stern from all that. Because he was the one that was actually
showing. Oh, yeah. Howard Stern was the shit. Yeah,
Howard Stern was the shit. Howard Stern was actually, like, when I do this channel
Howard
now.
Howard Stern was the shit. Yeah.
Like, when I do this channel now, that's who I look at. It's like Howard Stern is inspiration. Because I'm like, I'm thinking about, you know, when I do all the hentai and adult games and all that crap, I think about it like that. Like, what I'm doing is pretty much the same kind of thing. Where he would have these...
The modern day.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And yeah, I think with that, anything else? Anything else? I think we're about good.
Yeah, I think we got the general area.
I think we got the general area of it. But yeah, this has been a good conversation. And you want to come back, you're free to do so. Like, you talked about maybe doing something else, being part of the staff if you have time and all that. We'll see if we can work that out. Been great having you on, as always, Empress. And I think... I've ran out of...
I love being on. It's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this will be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. And we are out. We'll see you next time.
Later.